This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've got a happening out here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall off of 30. Colby is here from Tolbert Garage Doors, the original Napkin Man, who does the shout-outs that have now been duplicated by many, just completed the Blazing Challenge. How impressed are you by that, Mike? It looked like he needed to take a knee a second ago, but he's recouped.
Very impressed. Congratulations.
I don't want to try it, but
what's his tolerance?
I guess it's pretty high.
Yes, I would say, because I'm wondering, do I have very low tolerance?
Okay.
I do like jalapenos. I do like spicy things, but I obviously do not like when it gets to that heat level.
See, if somebody would have been like, hey, the Mavs can get a 6'9 good shooter and defender if you eat this.
I don't think I could. Okay. I don't think I physically could.
Okay.
It felt like I was going to die.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad that you stopped then. By the way, also,
I know I wasn't.
We got a shout-out here, double shout-out. I want to shout-out the person who dropped off a couple of old-school G-bag flags, pointed out, hey, I saw that those sold really quickly during Peace-a-thon.
They did.
Wanted to give you a couple for next year as we already start building stuff up. And also, shout-out to Evelyn from Heath. She just got accepted into Rice. Congratulations. Excellent shout-out right there. And thank you for the gift. Now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate that. It feels good to get that kind of applause. I also love that. Mike, it feels great.
It does.
Now, Kevin, I just found the list of the Pro Bowl vote-getters for the rookies.
Oh, okay.
Can you guess who the top vote-getter is for the rookies right now in the Pro Bowl?
Oh, my gosh.
Do I get to hear it?
Oh, you want me to give you a list of names?
Yeah.
Bo Nix.
Look, man.
Brandon Fisk.
I'll go with
Brock Bowers, Daniels? Or Jaden Daniels.
Oh, Bowers.
Okay.
Maybe that's the smart one, but
you don't think it's Jaden Daniels?
I would think either one of those. I think with Bo Nix, the problem is he's going up against Lamar Jackson votes. He's going up against Patrick Mahomes votes.
He's going up against Josh Allen votes.
Like, that's the tough thing. So Daniels has more of a, like, we could vote for him.
I mean, you could vote separately. I'll vote Daniels.
All right, I'll vote Bowers.
Oh, Mike, you voted wrong. It is definitely Jaden Daniels.
Fine with me.
But it's pretty close. Right now it's 31,637 votes and 31,010 votes.
People don't really vote for that, do they? Like, compared to the All-Star games for the NBA and for Major League Baseball, they're like, eh.
There's not even a game anymore, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Where do you vote?
Play tic-tac-toe or something?
Yeah.
We're NFL.com/football.
Yes, I'm honestly not even sure.
Yeah, so... I just thought that was interesting, like, how close Bowers is to the quarterback. That's really close because, you know, he's probably putting up some big numbers for people that drafted him in fantasy football or picked him up. They're probably in love with him. Bo Nix is interesting to me, though, because he is extremely successful right now.
Yes.
And maybe it's because they got off to such a slow start. Maybe it's because Denver left such a sour taste in everybody's mouth from last season. But Bo Nix is coming on strong, but only has about 13,000 votes.
But like I said, if I'm voting for NFC quarterback, who am I voting for? Possibly Goff. Possibly Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. But if you're voting for AFC, you got a ton of people in front.
That's where I think
Bo
Nix just really struggles.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I just wanted to throw this out there because we talked about how Sam Darnold has really come back down to earth, like, since the first month of the season. But in that same time, Bo Nix has really ascended. I believe he has 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions after the first month of the season. Obviously, the first month of the season, he went through some dreadful games, including that game against the Jets. It was like one of the worst quarterback games in the history of football. So he's been playing very well as of late.
Yeah, I figured he could turn it on at some point. Him and Cortland Sutton have looked like they're a really good combination.
I didn't think they would be this good.
Sutton actually kind of... I didn't think he'd be this good. I agree with you. But I thought he was going to be better than what they had offensively last year. Sutton, though, will drop a ball that you're like, how did you... He's wide open, and it hits him right in the hands, and it bounces off his hands. You're like, how did that happen, dude? I don't understand it. And then he'll make some spectacular catch that you're like, wow.
Also, how did he
he do that?
Can I ask you about another rookie real quick?
Yes,
he wasn't
please.
On the list. And Marvin Harrison Jr., is he having a good year?
Yeah, he's been cranking up some touchdowns. I know we're going to have to look at the stats, but I know he started quiet. But I think the touchdown catches have
seven
been
touchdowns.
Really picking up.
Yeah, he's got 7 touchdowns, 606 yards. He's a good target for Kyler Murray. You kind of want those yards numbers to be a lot more up for him.
That's true.
But that offense is inconsistent.
I wonder if he finishes with, like, you're definitely right. I wonder if he finishes with, like, 10 or 11 touchdowns. If you're like, oh, man, I wish he had more yards, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, his catch percentage, his successful percentage of catches is 52. So he's got a 52% catch rate right now, and you want that up for sure. But he's more than just a deep threat. He's got a lot of different tools. I think in the red zone, that's where he's been most effective, though.
I guess it just seems like recently Puka Nacua, a few years before.
For sure.
Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, they came into the league, and all of a sudden you're like, holy guacamole.
Or hell, even Brock Bowers. I know he's a tight end, but like he's been incredible this year.
I think with the guys you just named, they haven't been that way with Marvin Harrison this year, in my opinion. It's the targets. Go look at those targets. With guys like that, it was like, you're going to be open. We're feeding you the rock. We're doing Devontae Adams to you, just like they're doing with CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
You're our best option. We're going with you. So
yeah, their top option is McBride, which makes him the bridesmaid.
You nailed it, Mike. And that's what makes me so happy to broadcast alongside you.
Because the bridesmaid always wants to be the bride unless she's already married. Then that wouldn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Are you still friends with your best man?
Yes, but we don't see each other much at all.
Do y'all see eye to eye?
Not close.
Say that again?
Do y'all not live close together?
No, he lives in Humble, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Or it's Humble with an H.
Yeah,
which,
you know, no, I got you.
I like saying Humble just to, like, you put it in there, it's going to get said.
That's a great point, Mike. Thanks.
All right, so 877-881-1053. In light of what Zach Martin is going through, what is the player in history? You get any sport here, and we'll get into this in a minute. I just want text right now that you hated seeing go. It actually gutted you to see them leave the sport that you love so much. What was that player? And then on the flip side of it, what was the player that you loved to see leave?
I'll tell you the one that I took most hard as a kid, which is weird. Is I cried when Magic Johnson got HIV and left the sport.
I cannot see that,
oh,
man.
Oh, interesting.
Because you thought he was dying right there, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in my worldview at that point, I was in seventh grade, I believe. I thought Arthur Ashe, right? I'm just thinking, oh, my gosh, not only is he awesome and I hate the Lakers, I was just like, this is sad. Like, he's one of the best players I've ever seen, and he's still in his prime. They had just played the Chicago Bulls in the NBA Finals. I was like, and he's about to die, too.
Yeah.
Like, that was how, I think that's how everybody thought. I don't think it was just me as a seventh grader. I think in 1992, everybody thought, he's going to die now.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, like, that was really, that, you make a good point. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, no, I was right
gonna
there
expand,
with you.
I was like, we got other stuff to
do. Yeah, I was right there with you whenever that happened.
You can pick somebody else. But
I am going to pick.
You can pick anybody you want.
Okay, thank you. Is it okay if they just kept playing the sport and then eventually they did come back, but at the time I was devastated?
Yes.
When Pudge left the Rangers.
Oh.
Just because, like, when I really started understanding sports is when he was like, oh, he's with Tulsa. He's going to be amazing. And then he came to the Rangers and he was amazing. And then he left and then he won somewhere else. And I just... devastated.
And he came back and stole David Murphy's number again.
He did. I mean, look, that's fine. He can have the number.
Do you think that he was like, hey, David Murphy, this is your number and I want it? Or is he like, that's my number, David Murphy, give it
I think
to
it was
me.
That second one. I don't think he was like, hey, can I?
He was I think
like, hey.
He was, I think, fortunate that David Murphy's a very cordial, good teammate and was like, this is your number, take it.
Yeah, David Murphy's the dude.
And then I probably Pudge, who's a very nice guy, probably said, I'm glad I didn't have to force it away from you.
Yeah,
because that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But Pudge has jokes, you know. Pudge yeah. Like the time we had him on with Mike, and he was like, oh, I remember the farthest I've ever hit a baseball was off Mike. And
I don't think that's true.
Well, I don't know. It was they all were having
fun. I struck
fun.
Him out twice.
For me, it was Troy Aikman. Whenever he had to retire, that I brought tears to my eyes while I was
watching. Because LeVar Arrington killed him?
No, it wasn't because that. But it literally did bring tears to my eyes watching him talk about retirement. And like that experience for him wasn't easy.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He didn't want to. He felt like he still had his physical tools to do it, but the everything else was telling him he needed to go. And he was the Super Bowl champion quarterback I knew. And him going out the way that they did, as that the team just started its real bad descent, was terrible to see at the same time. So knowing how great he was and knowing how like really talented he is now doing what he's doing, I'm happy for him. But back then when I was a kid, it just tore me up. Absolutely did. For people that you loved seeing leave whenever they left your team.
Tom Brady. Oh, sorry, my team.
or whatever. Or
I guess
whatever.
This was not my team.
When they left sports.
I'm going to go back to my team. But obviously, it was Tom Brady who had the most ridiculous, fluky things to help him look even better. He was in the first home Super Bowl. Yeah, because it rained unusually in Los Angeles. He was in the first overtime Super Bowl. Yeah, because of the dumbest play calls you've ever seen in the history of football.
Well, this one's weird for me because I was really ticked that he retired the same year, because then I had to see his stupid face at the Hall of Fame. Dwayne Wade. My son the other day, I shouldn't say the other day.
Like, I knew that.
About a month ago, I was like, oh, what are those shoes there that your teammate's wearing or whatever? He's like, oh, those are Wade's. He's like, those are pretty sweet. I was like, no, they're not. And he's like, what would you do if I got those? And I was like, seriously? I was like, I would take them and I'd throw them in the trash. And he's like, ah. And I'm like, no. If you bought Dwayne Wade shoes and they're in my house, they're getting thrown away and you're not getting them out of the trash, they're done. Like,
would you
will
give them any money?
I don't care how it happened.
Okay.
If my wife accidentally bought them as a Christmas present and I didn't know about it, and when he opened them up, I'd be like, yay. I'd be like, no, not yay. We're taking those back or we're throwing them in the trash. You have two options,
man.
But you're not putting those on your feet.
Okay. I like that kind of passion.
No, not yay. For the person that like I hated, that I loved to see go, it was Adrian Beltre. All right, and then we can... No, I'm just joking. I loved Adrian Beltre. I just felt like the Rangers drug it out too long with him at the end.
See, I was going to say, okay, well, I don't want to get anywhere near that opinion.
I stand by that one.
Wow.
I stand by that one
what
for a long time.
What do you think about that,
now.
Mike?
He was the only thing that they had, and they were like, we just got to sell everybody that come see Adrian Beltre hit the last ball that he can hit. That was pretty much it. But even at the same time, it was always Carl Malone. I hated Carl Malone. So whenever he left, I was like, finally. When he became a Laker, I was like, this is the worst. This is the dumbest. Like, I didn't like you in the first place. And then whenever I heard the story about all his other stuff, it just added to it for me.
It's a little outdated now. It came out last week, and we just never had time for it. There's a new study, if y'all ever want to get into it, that has Karl Malone as one of the top five players in NBA history.
Makes sense.
Using this totally different metric, and I wanted to kick it around with y'all someday. Maybe it'll be on air, maybe it'll be off air.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun thing that we could do. A lot of people saying Brady, definitely, for the
Which
one
time?
That they love to see go.
Yeah.
The one, a lot of people saying Kobe for who they hated seeing go, because I think Kobe's got a lot more nostalgia since then, but a lot of people love that dude whenever he was playing. Aaron Rodgers, they're going to be happy to see him go pretty soon, is what they're saying. And somebody said it did say Stone Cold Kevin to go along with the wrestling life.
Yeah,
stunning
just,
Steve Austin. Yeah.
Yes.
Bondi.
Stunning. I have several stunning Steve Austin rookie cards.
From the 682, Barry Sanders leaving just absolutely crushed me. That was
a shocker. It was shocking, right?
Yeah.
Because you mentioned, like, with Aikman, or even to a certain extent with Dirk, I was kind of like, yeah, no, that's okay. Because you were kind of like, you need to take care of yourself and, like, your life. And
yes.
Everything.
But it's still, Kevin, it still hurts sometimes. All right, that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
From the 214, I mentioned this. Brady was also on the first team to ever have a Super Bowl on their home field. That was only because it rained in Los Angeles.
Dude, the timing, that was
true
amazing.
Story. The construction on SoFi got delayed because of unusual rain in Los Angeles. That's why they changed the Super Bowl stadium pattern, and that's why he lucked his ass into that
record.
Well,
two things there, Kevin. One, it never rains in Los Angeles because the droughts are always there. So who was controlling the weather then? That's what I want to know.
Do you think it was still Brady?
I mean, it's a Democratic state.
Maybe his owner. I don't think Tom Brady had that much money.
Do you think he could do it now?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Got what, divorced.
What if he didn't get divorced?
I think she kept most of her money is what happened. I don't know if
she's pregnant. Somebody told me she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Is it by that dude she was sleeping with?
I
don't know.
Maybe.
She slept with, was it the trainer?
The trainer. It was a trainer.
I'm not. Looking at me. I don't know the answer to that.
I thought she was too old to get pregnant.
Would you ever hire a tennis pro for your wife, or are you just kind of concerned based on history?
My wife's horrible at tennis.
Not really sure you got the point of that story. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Plus, let's dive into Masterpiece of the Week. We will do it next live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall on 105.3 The Fan.
Here's Jennings looking. Frost spins out, throws to the end zone, and Matthew Hittner, the tight end.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Which football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? I'll give you the schedule this weekend on The Fan as well. It is also a shout-out Friday live from the Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall off of 30 from Daniel. Shout-out to my wife, Taylor. Today is her birthday. She is turning 28. Happy birthday, Taylor. And from the 817, shout out to me and my girlfriend. This past August, we closed on a house together, only to find out 2 days later that she was pregnant. And to top it off, last October, my company announced was merging with ExxonMobil, and I would be let go at the end of the year. But today, I accepted a new job offer.
Congratulations.
That is fantastic.
At Texaco.
I don't
Mexico.
Think they clarified where it was. And then...
Shell.
I want to make sure to read this one because this is from the fine gentleman who completed the Blazing Challenge. By the way, he gave me a heads up. He said, I always do the wild ones, but the jump from wild to blazing is quite
intense.
Astonishing. So just be prepared. Shout out to Sharon McLeod. Every day I'm with you guys is the best day of my life. It took us over an hour to get here. Stupid bridge traffic. But we were here. We were there with you guys the whole time. Listening to you guys is like being at home. P.S. I'll take on anyone in a spicy challenge.
All right.
Thankful for every time we're here. The spiced out napkin.
Kevin, did you get Elliot from Maybank?
I don't believe so.
He said, can me and my wife get a shout out? We just found out that we're having our first son. Congratulations to him. I hope you have fun with that kid.
What a great group of shout-outs today.
That was nice. That was solid. Oh, and shout-out to Eric, who I just delivered flowers and a cake to his wife at her job for their four-year anniversary.
That's nice.
Awesome. So a driver or one of our driver friends out there was like, hey, shout-out to them.
Let me ask you this. If you're a diehard Tolo, do you have an obligation if, like, what if that wasn't from Eric? Do you feel like, I know it is, I'm not trying to start controversy with them, but if you found out it was like from some other person, would you feel like you were obligated to be like, hey, Chio, I got to tell you something.
Look, man, somebody sent her some flowers. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know, right?
I feel like that's part of the code. You know, okay. If you're a friend, you should always let them know.
Now, this weekend on the Fan, SEC Championship game at 2:30, 6:45 tomorrow, the Big Ten Championship game. And then on Sunday, that's at 6:45. Then on Sunday, start at 11:30, pregame for Panthers-Eagles. That game's at 12. Bills-Rams at 3 o'clock. Got a ton of football on the station this weekend, all leading into Monday with Cowboys and Bengals. All right. What are you guys looking forward to on the football slate this weekend? Because I have to admit, I think this slate of pro games is pretty soft because you saw the one we all wanted to see last night, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'll be honest, Kevin, I'm not even thinking about Sunday right now. Okay. Monday Night Football
is... Because we're going to be at the ballpark.
That's right.
On Sunday, yeah. I'm going to be very busy on Sunday. The only game, though, that is sticking out to me is SMU and Clemson. I know that UT and Georgia is a big deal.
That's why I played SMU Highlands.
But SMU and Clemson is, you know what? I'm changing my mind. It is Georgia and Texas. So that's the one I'm interested in, Mike. Your thoughts?
SMU and Clemson, Georgia.
Well, yeah, but now what does it matter?
Those are the two, though. I would say those are the two most interesting games of anything this weekend for me, is I want to watch those two games.
The Georgia-Texas one, I think, falls below Clemson SMU for me because
you already seen it.
Well, yeah, that's true, but also both of those teams are in. Like, I realize the difference will be, hey, do you get a bye? And that's a huge difference.
SMU's playing for their life.
Exactly. Like, Clemson is not going to make it if they don't win. SMU has a chance to make it if they don't win, but it does kind of feel like they want to put Alabama in over SMU. And so that game feels like a real, like, winner-take-all championship game, as opposed to the SEC. They're like, hey, winner gets the title and a bye, which is still a cool deal.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. It feels like it's going to be more do-or-die situations, those kinds of moments. But can SMU run away with it? Can they have one of those games where they just say, see you later, good luck, Clemson, and it's over with, and you're like,
and they've
early
been
on
really good at that this year. I just don't know if I would count on that in this game. There's a bunch of really good high school games this weekend, too. Tonight, Alvarado, or Alvarado if you're not fancy. Against
I've never heard it say to Alvarado.
I just wanted to throw it out there for people if you want to not be fancy. But them and Salina, they're both 13-0. They play tonight. Then tomorrow, Denton Ryan against Aledo. Both of those teams are 12-1. Also tomorrow, North Crowley against Allen. Both of those teams are 13-0.
Dude.
So there are some big-time high school playoff matchups this week.
I heard Donnie on this morning with RJ and Bobby talking about that North Crowley-Allen game, and he got me excited for it. And you know what, dude? Like, there's been a bunch of, like, high school games, Kevin, that you and I have covered where it's like, this is going to be an awesome game, and it always lives up. Most of the time, it always lived up to what I expected. That one's an exciting one to get ready for.
What about tomorrow, Witten's last game as a high school coach?
Yeah, before he becomes the Cowboys head coach.
Okay. Is
he going to call the plays, too, or is Jerry going to be like, I'll hire you a coordinator? Which one do you think?
I don't know.
He's going to bring back Kellen Moore.
He's going to bring back Garrett. Jason Garrett's going to be his offensive coordinator.
I mean, because he'd be like, hey, he's right. We've been drawing up these plays together forever.
Yeah, and look what he's been doing on NBC. He's doing a great job there.
And then on the pro slate, just the only two I saw that, like, this is not a great pro slate of football. Chargers, Chiefs, and Bears, 49ers. Bears, 49ers, because I want to see, can the 49ers stay alive, or does changing it up make any difference for the Bears? Or maybe it'll be an ugly as hell game and some team will win, and you'll be like, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to make Friday night? Are you guys, I'm going to be at ninth grade basketball.
I'm going to catch some of that Boise State.
Yeah, UNLV, today's Friday. Boise State. I just realized. I was like, oh, wait, it's not tomorrow. That's tonight.
Well, and this is another thing where that's a winner take all. Because if Boise State loses, they're not going to make it. Mm-hmm. All right? And UNLV is going to get that spot. And then, obviously, UNLV is not going to make it if Boise State wins. So that's a conference title game, but also a win or you're not in the playoff game.
I think the other thing about that, too, though, is you get to watch Ginty.
Like that, so you get to see future head coach for the Cowboys and future running back.
I wasn't
going to
suggest that, but I was like, he is an exciting player. And like, he's a dude that's going to get the football a lot. So you get that opportunity to check him out.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
What is up, gentlemen? A long time no speak. It is time for Masterpiece of the Week. We are going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program, and especially this week, because I shook it up a little bit. I do have 7 or 8 from this week, but you guys left me all alone up here on Friday, so I do have some of my favorite Peace-a-thon moments as well.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, man,
that we can get to.
Yeah.
And most of them are from the final 2 hours where nobody really knew what they were doing at that point or what they were saying. So
Kevin was trying.
He was trying. Outside of that, I don't know if anybody knew what they were doing or what they were saying at that point, so including myself. But we'll get to some of those as well. So do we want to start with something from this week or something from last Wednesday?
Let's roll Peace-a-thon stuff.
All right. Dude, we should have had two of these. We should have had one yesterday.
That is a fair point.
Way to go, Alec. Way to not think, man. You should have had just
a
masterpiece
of the
week.
We could do another
Thursday.
One on Monday.
Kevin is the one who definitely took 2 days off this week. I want that to be known.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I want that to be known. I don't play in the show. I show up and I push buttons. That's what we do around here. So we're going to start with, let's see. You know what, Mike? We're going to start off with you because you wanted to say something.
I know you're going to throw up because it's like a nut and you never eat nuts. Is that about you?
No, yeah, or what?
Oh, no, was it Derek? Was Derek making fun of my pecan pie?
Oh, yeah. Which, man, you got so mad about that.
I'll tell you what, I deserve to get mad because everybody who had my pecan pie said it was awesome.
Yeah, they didn't care how burnt it was.
I'm going to take it, yeah. Shut up. I'm going to take it over to Derek Holland's house, and I'm going to force him to eat it. And he's going to be like, oh, my gosh, this is the best pie I've ever had.
These are the best nuts ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's Derek.
Gotcha. Hey, by the way, just really quick, my wife sent me this picture. They went to go pick up some stuff from My Possibilities today. And Noah was there at the same time as the hipster drop-off.
Oh, sweet.
And Jess said he's living his best life, like saying hi to every single person who is there.
That is awesome. That's great.
See, another quick Peace-a-thon moment here. Kevin and Gavin Dawson.
Now, it's giant and beautiful.
It is giant and beautiful. Thank you for saying that.
Man, the ability for you to agree is one of your favorites. Yeah, that was impressive, Kevin.
Good togetherness. I like this. Let's see. We did have a guest 2 days in a row this week from the morning show. His name is Peyton Russell.
Sorry about that.
And yeah, that really hurt my feelings. You know, he had a point about the airtime thing. He said this yesterday, and I'm going to act like he didn't just eat the spiciest thing he ever ate when he said this.
It was really good, but, man, it hurt.
Poor Peyton. He already has a second-tier segment to Alec.
True.
And now here we are trying to make fun of him after he made his way out to two of our remotes this week.
I know.
Gosh.
I appreciate the togetherness, but, you know, I just got to assert dominance sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
I get it.
That's the way, like a hippo, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think of all the time.
Okay. Yeah, evidently the hippos.
I don't think you're supposed to be able to talk about this on the air.
Okay,
right now.
All right, back to you, Mike.
Let's see. Kevin said this.
I guarantee you I could find 100 women like that
That's it. That's my winner, dude.
I remember.
And he snapped and everything.
I remember the look on your face. And I was like, oh, no. Was this my binder full of women moment?
It was glorious.
I want to hear that again because this is the leader in the clubhouse.
I guarantee you I could find 100 women like that. It's the snap.
It was so by clear. The way, there's a movie called 100 Women. If you've never seen it, it's pretty good.
I'll tell you what. Jess sent you a text message. Jess should feel very lucky.
She should.
Out of all the women, staying you can true just to her. Snap at your request. When you snapped for her, you kept her.
That was about the dating show where you had to date all the single quarterbacks in the NFL. Not about me.
Kevin, I just need some advice after the show, okay? That's all I'm asking for, and then I won't bully you.
I can help out.
Let's see, during Peace-a-thon, this might be my winner. Mike said this.
Oh, that's like a cheesy bear.
Cheesy bear?
What the hell does that mean?
What's a cheesy bear?
I don't know.
Oh, was he delusional at this point?
It was during Carter's name game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was it Grizzly Fondue, Carter? Yeah, it was Grizzly Fondue was the name. Yeah. He just replies with this.
I knew that was a fake
cheesy bear.
He sounded so invested. It was so wholesome. But my favorite subcategory here, Mike's overreactions. He did this yesterday after taking on the napalm tender.
That's all we got, ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin, I don't know if you heard on your as you left. Mike was coughing and like off air, everybody could hear him just gagging.
It sounded like he was gonna die.
He was gonna die.
It was not good. I'm a wuss.
It happened.
And today we had somebody here at Wildways complete the Blazing Challenge.
See a statement by Mike Bassett.
I think I'm gonna kill this guy because I don't like him, and then he decided to back off last second.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Like I said, my brain is getting slower and slower. I forget what that was about.
How often? Never mind. I can't ask that question.
I think about it in traffic a lot.
Okay.
That's fair.
I knew your question.
Let's see. I've got one more from Mike.
I told you I have a murder movie playlist in my mind. So.
You've got a couple. One night he brought us into the garage, the parking garage, and he opened his door and played a song, and then it acted out the way that a murder should be for that movie.
Was that the issue song? Yes. I still think you could pull that off. In the credits?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, Alec, in the opening credits of the movie, you just see these two people, and you just do a whole bunch of, like, cuts of, like, hey, they're at the bar, hey, they're at the movie, he invites her in, and then, like, boom, you hit the chorus, and he starts murdering her.
I'm going to act like that wasn't as detailed as it was and well thought out.
For a movie, look, not for real.
I'll admit, Alec, Colby and I were very scared at the time.
I am too. I'm kind of glad you're in Rockwall for once. Derek Collins said this.
As long as Chubb can get back to Chubb form.
I think that might be my winner.
It is a strong form, that's for sure.
I just like the Corey, like, at the end. Like, listen to this.
As long as Chubb can get back to Chubb form.
That's that moment, though, where you're just like, I know that's going to be a masterpiece of the week cut right there.
And we can put the cherry on top with Mike Bassick. Might or might not have been about pies.
I'm going to shove it in your mouth, and you're going to say,
he's going to knock you unconscious.
You're gonna say,
oh, yeah, that's
good.
Because we said, because he said the pie looked burnt and all hard and stuff, and you're like, I'll show you.
Yeah, I'll show you pie.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
It ended up being great. You guys missed out.
Well, you didn't bring us
any. My pie.
Yeah. You didn't give us any of that pie. You just
I'll make one for you guys, and I'll make you eat it, and you're going to like it.
Is it going to be burnt like that, though?
Yeah, it will be, because that's the best way. You have to keep it in the oven for a while. I don't know how the other people make it where it doesn't look that way. But I think it should look my way, because mine tastes better.
I'll send you a picture of my way, all right? And just see how it looks for
I'll
you.
I'll start off the voting. I'm voting for the Wilt Chamberlain of this show with his pants down under. And that's Kevin Hagelin.
Kevin,
I
go ahead and vote.
I guarantee you, I could find 100 women like that. God, that snap makes it so much worse.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for Derek, talking about if he can get into Nick form again.
As long as Chubb can get back to Chubb form.
Hmm. I'm definitely voting for Kevin and his binder full of women.
Oh, man. Dang, I'm up against it.
I guarantee you I could find 100 women like that.
So good.
It's the guarantee and the snap.
I know it's not going to do anything, but I just love how invested Mike was.
That's like a cheesy bear.
She's so invested. It's so awesome.
I thought about voting for that one. I really, really did.
Do you feel fortunate you only got two women pregnant in your life?
With all the hundreds of women you can find?
No, Mike.
That you know of, right?
Oh, my God.
Allegedly.
Like, you could have Sean Kemp this thing.
Oh, my God.
Still could be, you know?
No, I will not be.
Kevin's been around.
No.
He has traveled the world.
I've traveled North America. I've definitely not traveled the world.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here. You guys are dumb. On 105.3 The Fan, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall, off of 30. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall off of 30. Want to remind everybody, on Sunday, we got the Swinging for a Cause event coming up for Jared Sandler on Sunday at Globe Life Field. Right now, our bid is nothing, nada, zero. The minimum bid to get in on this is $1,500. You want to give a call, 877-881-1053, or you can DM Alec at any point. I believe the bidding ends at 7 o'clock, but we would love to get those bids in so we can see you on Sunday and help support the Sandlot charity. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Hagee. How are you? Welcome back again.
Yes, doing very, very well. Sorry I had to depart yesterday to go get the kiddo from school. My wife was not feeling good. Mike has recovered, though. You guys will be glad to know. Mike has recovered from his attempt to do the napalm challenge.
I was impressed with the way you handled that yesterday, Mike.
I was horrible. I tried my best, but I was really bad at it. I found out that I do like spicy food, but not close to spicy challenge food.
Mm-mm. How did the aftermath go?
I felt like there was kind of like that heartburn or burning kind of feeling in my kind of chest area the rest of the day, and even a little today. Not a lot.
Wow.
Like I would say, like, pain level today, like 2 out of 10, just to kind of in the chest.
We call that maroon lungs, right, Bronis?
Yeah, maroon.
Could you even properly take a load off at 12:40 like that?
It was a little different today for him. Yeah, he was a little more subdued than usual.
But no issue with that. Nice. I thought it might have an issue. Not an issue.
Today, didn't get clogged up.
That would help. Today at Buffalo Wild Wings, somebody completed the Blazing Challenge, too. So
yeah,
we've got some people.
Man.
They can handle that spice. Now, last night's game, Packers and Lions, very entertaining. Both teams on full rest. Any particular takeaways that you guys had on this? Because one of mine is, I guess, actually, Green Bay is more of a contender than I thought. Their losses have obviously been to Detroit and, I believe, Minnesota. So high-level losses right there. It was a very entertaining game.
Yeah, don't F with Detroit.
Yes.
That's what my line is. We don't care. We got guys on defensive players on injured reserve and all that. Nah.
I mean, maybe one of the best Thursday night football games we've ever seen. One of the best finishes to a game we've ever seen. I don't think that's hyperbole. Yeah.
Did you like the fourth down call with a minute 40 whatever?
You know you're going to get
40 seconds?
Yeah,
I was nervous.
Yeah, you're going to get that from that guy.
Oh, I was. I was thinking
pretty ballsy.
Cowboys-esque, right, where he's like the two-point conversion and let's go for it again after you had the penalty. But, I mean, that's the balls on Man Campbell right there. I mean, Goff falling down and then they're able to get it. I get it. You know, it is. That is. He believes in the team.
Shouldn't
he wants to leave it in the hands of their offense. Not surprised. But they meet again in the playoffs. It's tough to beat a team three times. And Green Bay was my Super Bowl pick out of the NFC. They play a third time, it could be a different story.
I just hope Dan wins the Super Bowl because the rise of him is iconic, but when he doesn't have the horses to execute that, doesn't have his OC to execute that, I think Lions fans, you know, it maybe a couple of years down the road, that won't play as well. Right now, you're on top of the world. Everybody's talking about how amazing your team is and the coach is great.
How do you think the hierarchy looks right now? Just y'all personally. I know where the records are for playoff positioning and stuff. Between the Lions, Packers, Vikings, and Eagles. Like, how do you stack those four in the NFC?
Eagles are going to be a tough out, too.
Lions, yeah. Eagles, Packers. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, yeah, I'd go Lions, Eagles, Packers, Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would as well. And I think there is a, you know, still a chance that Philadelphia ends up limping in to some extent with wear and tear, Barkley, older back, Jalen Hurts. You never know when he's going to take
that
a shot.
One yet, have
no,
we
have not
We're
seen it yet.
We're about to see maybe a record be broken that hadn't been broken in a long time.
That's true. That is also on the table. So, but you never know if could the Eagles be peaking at the wrong time. That's all I'm saying.
I see some Eagle hate over there.
Again. Yeah, dang right. What do you expect me to have?
I'm all for the Eagles.
You want me to kiss them on the cheek? You want me to treat them like
why not?
Treat them like their play-by-play guy?
You should appreciate team building at its finest over there.
Oh, no, I do appreciate it. Yeah. I do.
But. The coach is a jerk, but other than that, they've figured everything out.
Yeah, they care about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
I do admire that.
Yeah. They put the finishing touch on a solid roster with a running back.
It is pretty impressive. Hey, what's the app you guys use the most on your phone?
Twitter, yeah. CoinGecko.
OnlyFans.
If you didn't... Okay, I'll ask the same question for Broadus, too. Do you think that would be the case if you didn't have this job?
Doesn't deter me at all, no.
Yeah, that's just for the love of the game over there for Broadus.
Love of the game. I'm all about helping people.
No, it would go down tremendously if it wasn't for the job, for sure. Because Twitter is like a great place to just stay up to date on everything that's happening. Yeah. So
news.
Yeah.
I don't think it would for me. I'm such a sports junkie. Like even my buddies that aren't in this, they'd probably say the same thing. Like Twitter is what they're using.
It would
the
still
most.
Be my number
like
one.
Like fantasy football and trying to get all that type of information.
Yeah. Yeah. But it would go down a fair amount.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today? Also, mark that.
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy, thanks for asking. It is a triple guest Friday here. We're going to have Ben Baby join us, the former Dallasite, you know, morning news and all that, now working ESPN Cincinnati. So we'll talk with Ben Baby coming up at 4 o'clock. But it's Stephen Jones leading out here right out of the gates. John Gray, Rangers pitcher, going to talk to us about the toy drive and the offseason and all that coming up at 4:40.
All right, outstanding. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Stephen Jones coming right out the block. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Go ahead and bid on us, 877-881-1053 if you want to call in. We'll be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Cowboys game day on 105.3 The Fan.
Tell HR, Kevin.